California's redevelopment agencies, all of them, will officially cease to exist tomorrow. The reasons are a complicated snarl of legal wrangling between the state legislature and the cities and counties that created and governed the agencies. But one significant consequence is the effect their disappearance will have on affordable housing, such as the projects built and administered locally by Burbank Housing. Executive Director John Lowry explains why.
Each of Sonoma County's cities had a redevelopment agency, as the county did. Those were funded through increases in property taxes that occurred in the project areas. State required that 20% of the funds be used for housing. Probably produced about $5 million annually for housing throughout the county overall. It was significant to housing in two ways. One, that it leveraged other funds, that we were able to access other funding because we had that money. And secondly, it was available at pre-development. So it was early money that came in, which allowed us to access other resources.
Chief among them were low-income housing tax credits.
The largest piece of money comes through the IRS. Investors are given an incentive to invest in low-income housing because they receive a tax credit. That continues to exist, although there is some possibility Congress is going to take another look at that as well.
But that money is only available for projects that can demonstrate they are financially feasible. Without redevelopment money to prime the pump, agencies like Burbank Housing could be stuck, unable to move forward with even those projects that are well into the development pipeline. Lowry says their best hope now is a short-term transitional measure that the legislature is poised to consider this week.
SB 654 would protect existing housing money. It's very important because Burbank, like other nonprofit developers, have commitments that they're going to receive funding from agencies, but without an enforceable contract, it can't be released. Actually, we're in that situation with the project we have in Windsor.
That measure is sponsored by Daryl Steinberg, President Pro Tem of the State Senate, and would become effective immediately if passed. That's good, says Lowry, because it will enable those projects already underway to be completed. But beyond that, things get murky.
We've seen that there's really going to be less opportunity for development of new affordable housing. We've scaled down our expectations of what we see coming along. I think we'll see less development. We may see some. We do plan to start a fairly large rental development in Petaluma this year, and it looks like all the funding is lined up for that. But beyond that, there are a lot of question marks about what else can be done.
Meanwhile, rising demand for rental housing means that property owners can and will charge more for their units. That may help builders, Lowry observes, but it's not really good news overall.
The forecast is that rents are going to trend up over the next few years. The good side of that will be as rents move up, non-subsidized market rate rental will become feasible. The bad side is that those with low incomes are paying greater and greater portions of their income for rent.
That's just one more indicator, Lowry says, that the need for affordable housing remains acute here and across the state.
We generally have a lot more people looking for housing than we have available. We developed a project in Santa Rosa, which had 66 units, and we had over 900 applicants.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.